amazing to me. And I tell you, I appreciate you, brother. And I thank God that you're here. Amen. And what God is doing. So without further ado, Mr. Otis East.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. There's been a while since I've been up here, and that's nobody's fault but mine.
It's okay.
I'm not going
to. I guess I could talk through this. That's what you gave him to before. We do a lot of things in this world, and we always blame God for it. We mostly blame God for the bad things that happens in our life. I don't know if you had noticed that, but how many times do we blame God for the good times, for the rewards, for the healings? We are in this world, but we cannot be of this world. That's so true. That's so true. Before I start today, I want to give out some thanks. First, I want to thank God the Father for sending his Son to the cross so I had a door into heaven, that he shed his blood for my sins, that my sins weren't just covered. They were gone as far as the east is to the west. He remembers them no more. I want to thank him. I want to thank Jesus for going to the cross. That's the hardest thing any human had to do. Remember, he was 100% human and 100% God. So that human part of him, that was the hardest thing that human part had to do. And I want to thank Pastors Joe and Jelaine for seeing the God I have living in me. Not having faith in me, Otis. We don't have faith in individuals. We have faith in the God that he has, that faith in the God that lives in me, that he can allow me to stand up before his congregation and preach the word of God. And I want to thank you for that too. The faith. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today is faith. The faith I see in him and Jelaine is overwhelming. And it's not in the faith of anything around here. It's in the faith of Jesus Christ and him crucified. I see that wholeheartedly in both of them. And that's what I'm here for. Years ago, I had a dream. I had dreamed three nights, and I didn't understand what it was about. But I was sitting down where you are, and Pastor Joe was standing up right there preaching to us. I had never seen him preach before. We had never talked about that before. We grew up mostly together, but we never talked about God together before those three dreams. Those dreams stood heavy on my heart. And like any individual, I went into my mind and I said, I need to do this, and I didn't go to God. So that's why we started going to Faith Christian in Kaplan, because I felt God wanted me to hear Pastor Joe preach. And we went. Didn't stay long, but we did go. I know in my whole heart today I was supposed to be here listening to him pray and preach and show us how our faith is supposed to be. God shows us things in dreams, and for some reason, a lot of things that happen to me, I see them in dreams before they happen. And that was one of them. One day I may have time to share the other ones with y'all, but I know it's God. And I'm here standing behind this pulpit because of that dream. I believe he wanted me here. So Pastor Joe can teach me what I need to know to teach you. Amen. That was a little nugget. I'm finished now? No. He asked me a little over a month maybe ago to if I would want. He always gives everybody the choice. That's what God does. He gave y'all all a free will. He presents something to y'all, and then it's up to y'all to what y'all want to do with it. So he came up to me. We were alone. We were in the back. I think we were in the back there. And he asked me, or we were in the front. My memory's gone, people. I just thank God. I have faith in God that he puts in my memory what I need. And he asked me if I would like to preach again. And I know we don't go by feeling, but an enormous peace came over me. And I don't know exactly how I said it because I don't remember saying it, but yes, I want to preach again. And today I'm preaching to y'all. And I'm praying that God's with me today. What I'm going to have Joey do is go bring up Hebrews 11:6. And I cheated, y'all. I put paper clips where my...
That's okay.
You should see my desk at work. I have tabs everywhere I need to go when I need to do my work. That's less stress, and I can focus on what's truly, truly for me. Say amen if y'all there.
Amen.
All right. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Let's go to prayer this morning. Father God, I lift up me and this your church body to you, Lord. Give me the words that I need to portray to your children this morning, Lord, that they would know what I'm saying, Lord. Give me your words. I surrender to you wholeheartedly this morning, Lord, and you do a work in my life, Lord. I lift up these your children to you, Lord. Open their ears, their minds, and their hearts to your word this morning, that it would fall on good ground, that it would fall on good ground, and they can go out and preach your word also. I pray this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Today, I'm going to be talking about faith. And I asked Joey, I know people don't like titles, but I like a title because it leads me and keeps me on the right path. If I can keep Jesus right there in front of me all day, there's no way I can fail. So what I did was, when Pastor Joe asked me to minister today, first thing that came to my mind was he has faith in my Jesus, the Jesus that lives in me. So I started studying, and every time I'd study, this would came up to me, who is your faith in? Not what, not where, not when, who is your faith in? And I read already that your faith is supposed to be in Jesus Christ and him crucified. And him crucified. He finished it all at the cross. We only need to believe. We need to believe that he took that stroll up that mountain to those three crosses, and he was nailed there. We have to believe without seeing. Without seeing. And the stronger it makes you when you believe that, and the peace it gives you when you believe that, is unbelievable. Unbelievable, my friends. He wants you, all of you. It states in his word that he's a jealous God. He's a jealous God. He can't take that your faith is in someone or something. Now, if you know me and if you've heard me preach before, I always looked for the definition of what I was preaching. So I went to the world first. And I went to Google. Y'all know who Google is? I ask Google a lot of things when I'm at work, and Google does help. But in this case, y'all got to remember, Google is the world. Google's going to give you the world view first, and I knew that. But I wanted y'all to see it also. So when I went to Google, I copied the definition they gave. And the first thing they come up with is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. In their definition right there, it could be anything in this world. They want your faith in the world. That's wholeheartedly what the devil wants. He has come to kill our faith, steal our faith, and destroy our faith. That's what he's there for. And he does it every day with us noticing and not noticing. And I'm going to go over that a little bit more later. Then they come up with a second definition. We're always second. Strong belief in God. But it doesn't finish there. It should. That should be a period right there. And let's move to the next thing. Strong belief in God. But it continues. Or in doctrines of a religion. Be careful, children. Be very, very careful. Believe the word and the word only. I started doing this years ago at Marjorie's Brothers Church. I ministered at Dennis's church. Now Chad has it. And one thing Dennis taught me was, and he went over that scripture many times, test the spirits. Test the spirits. Do not have faith in what I am saying today. Test it. Go to the word. Find it in the word. Then have faith in it. The world wants you to have faith in all the TV pastors they have. They want you to follow them. There is good pastors out there, and I'm not knocking anybody down, I promise y'all. But there is some really bad ones too. There is. Test everything you hear, from religion to the world. Constantly protect your spirit and your soul. And that's your job. No one else's. I cannot protect your soul and your spirit. I can only protect mine. So faith is what you're going to have in Christ and him crucified. Now, It just keeps going on. Based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof, which is true. We don't have to see it or touch it or feel it to know it is. But make sure it's of God. Amen. It's of God. Make sure that is your first priority in everyday life. Yes, amen. I started around Christmas, and I know Andrew has saw it because he has liked it and stuff like that on social media. I take the morning scripture every morning, and I post it. I read it, pray on it. I post it on social media. Then I give a little word about it after. I've been doing that for a little while. I hope it has touched anybody, but it has touched me. It has helped me grow. The more and more and more I study faith in the Bible, the more and more and more peace I have. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, me and Pastor Joe was talking outside. And I said, Pastor, the peace I have right now is overwhelming. I was driving home from working out, and a guy sideswiped my rearview mirror. The oldest in me, wanted to break some, but I didn't allow that to break my peace. I had faith in God that this would all fix itself. I called the sheriff's department. I told him what happened. The fog was horrendous. Turned around, tried to go see where he was, me and Heather, and couldn't find him. So I went home. I called the sheriff's department. I told him what happened. Well, she said nobody ever called me. So I said, I just wanted to cover my base. I want it to be covered. So if he calls, we can get together and we can do something. But he never called. But I had a peace. I just went to work, told my boss exactly what happened, went to the parts department, went to the body shop. Within 2 days, it was fixed, and I forgot about it. That's the peace that your faith in Christ and Him crucified builds. That's what it builds. Now, to see what God says about faith, all you have to do is go to Hebrews 11:1. And I know everybody could probably quote this scripture without even looking at it. Now, faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all we need to know. That's all we need to know. We need to keep our faith in Him and Him crucified. He finished it all at the cross for us. So why didn't I? Why didn't Otis understand that? Why couldn't Otis put that in his thinking? I felt like the children that Moses walked with in the desert that had faith in themselves. That's why they never saw the promised land. Those first people that left Egypt with Moses never got to see the promised land because their faith wasn't in God. Wasn't in God. Now, not every morning, I could say four or five days a week, I wake up, I get dressed, me and Heather meet Joe at the Olympus in Nunez. We work out. Just like a muscle that has to be used every day, you have to build your faith. My sister Charlotte not too long ago, and I know y'all, each and every one of y'all, prayed for her. And it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Charlotte. Nanny, I'm sorry. She don't fuss at me. I got to call her Nanny. She was down for weeks. She was unconscious for days. She was a very, very sick person. All her body started to diminish. When you don't use something, it goes away. So she had to take therapy. She went to therapy and built her strength up, built to where she could eat solid food, built herself up, and would not give up. Her faith was in God. I don't want him to wake me up that way. I do not want to have to know how much faith I have in that type of situation. But she had the faith. She had the people praying for her. We had the faith that God would, or she is healed. He says in his word, with his stripes, we are healed. Word for word. We are healed. All we need is what? Faith in it. It's awesome to see you, Neil. It is. We go day by day. We wake up. First thing we do is open our eyes. And then we start our day. We all have our priorities. Is your priority in the faith of Jesus Christ and him crucified first? That's where the question comes in. I'm not stating what you have to do. I'm not stating anything. All I'm stating is, who is your faith in when you open your eyes? Is it in yourself? Or is it in the man that walked to the cross? It was hard for Jesus to make that stroll. I would not, in my wildest imagination, ever want to make that stroll he made. The days before he made that stroll to the cross, he prayed and sweated drops of blood from his head. He was mourning what he had to do. Mourning, and I've been saying to this to a few friends because they've been having some situations. Mourning a sickness or a loss or anything does not break your faith. Actually, you can use it to grow your faith in Christ. It's your choice what you want to do with your faith. Things happen to me all week at work. This week, first thing in the morning, I got called to go help some customers. They were having trouble with not their GPS, their Apple CarPlay and Bluetooth in the vehicle. They didn't understand. Well, the way it was brought up to me when I was sitting at my desk, I said, God, I have no idea what I'm going to do to fix this. I'm not a mechanic. And I went straight to him. So I walked to the Cadillac side. And it was amazing what God did when I sat down in that vehicle. It was amazing what God did when I sat down in that vehicle and looked at it and told them exactly what they needed to do. I never did it before. I never read that anywhere before. That had to be God that gave me the ability to do that. We study every day. We study every day what God does for us, every day of the year. And we know in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith we cannot please Him. Amen. And what is the will for our lives? What is your will as you go through? Is your will in Christ and Him crucified? Is your will in God every morning when you open your eyes? What's the first thing you do when you open your eyes? I tell myself that every morning, because it's never the same for me. It's never the same for me. If y'all know me before or ever heard me preach before, you know I am preaching to Otis. I am praying that God is up here preaching to me. And if it wholeheartedly helps one person in this place, I thank God every day for it. Thank God every day. We're going to jump to Luke 17, verse 6. And that's my blue paper clip. Chapter 17. Just say amen when y'all get there. And the Lord said, I love those words. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Your faith, it always brings to mind the young woman that went to Jesus. And I'm always going to say young woman. Y'all can't tell me any different. I don't care how old she was. She was a young woman. She went to Jesus with a problem of blood. She had been everywhere, as the word says. She has been to doctors. She spent all her money and her life trying to fix it. And then she heard Jesus was coming. Jesus is coming. She knew He was the healer. And all she had to do was get close enough to touch the hem of His garment. Not him, just whatever he had around him was blessed. And it startled Jesus. I want the same strength of faith that little young woman had when she just reached over and touched His garment and moved. She moved the Lord. She woke Him up just by her faith. And Jesus finally saw her because He looked around. He was in astonishment. How many people y'all read in the Bible that astonished Jesus? This little young woman did. And all she had to do is have faith. As small as, do y'all know what a mustard seed looks like? Who doesn't? The best way to explain a mustard seed, and my grandson's shaking his head no over there. The best way to explain the size of a mustard seed is take a ballpoint pen and make a dot in the paperwork. That dot is the size of a mustard seed. But that little mustard seed so strong. How many oak trees have y'all seen around here? We have a lot of big, beautiful oak trees made by a little, small seed. Not too long ago, I preached about tithing. I had a penny and I had a dime in my pocket, and I handed it to Pastor Joe. God wants so little of us. He doesn't demand so much, just a little. If you take that dime and you take that penny, he wants that dime. Which one's the bigger coin? Which one's the smallest coin in all the coins made? The dime. He doesn't want you to go all out. All he wants is that faith and love that you're going to give him each and every day. That little, small. Listen to me. The thing he did at the cross was more than anyone else could have done. But all he asks us for is that little faith, as small as a mustard seed, to have in him and to walk around. Pastor Joe and Jelaine, if you see them anywhere they are, and he's upright, and he's looking forward. People with faith, that's the way they walk. Your faith and spirit can see another faith and spirit. So if you're not out there seeing faith, step back and start working on your faith. Your faith. I worked since the pandemic first came out. I was torn between two ways of life. One, the way the government wanted us to live. And one, the way I wanted to keep my job. And I loved my grandchildren. What my grandchildren and the church was doing was all correct. But how do you tell the world that? It's very hard to explain to the world what God wants you to do. That's why God never told us to go out and explain his word to the masses. We're only supposed to go out and speak the word of God, plant that seed, and let God come in and do the work. Because there's no way one of us is in here is going to go out there and change the faith of anyone. We need to use our faith to show them and let God do the work. Let God do the work. In Ephesians 2:8. Say amen when y'all get there. It's on page 2063. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. God created each and every one of us in here from before our parents were even born. He created each and every one of us. God does not make anything halfway. God puts everything in you. You need to go through this world, everything you need God's provided it for you before you even took your first breath. When you were formed in your womb, in your mama's womb, before you were born, He was creating you with everything you needed. Even that measure of faith. We just need to know how to grow our faith. Yeah. It's already in us. We don't have to look for it. We don't have to do anything but get into the Word of God. Faith is hearing and hearing the Word of God. Remember that. He tells you everything in His Word. From when you have to wake up to when you have to lay your head to sleep. Man, y'all listen slow. Look, I'm out of time. And I got so much more to talk about. So much more to talk about. He overwhelms you. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. Remember that, children. We're not always going to like His thoughts. That's why He gave us our own will, so we can choose. And how much faith He sees in you when you choose Him. Oh, Father. Father God, I come to You this afternoon, Lord. And I thank You for this word, Lord. I thank You for these children You gave me to preach the words to. I love each and every one of them. I love them wholeheartedly. But I have faith and love in You, Jesus Christ, first and almost. I believe that if I keep my faith in You first, all things are possible. Yes. Nothing is impossible. With You, God, nothing. I pray this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. I'm going to have Pastor come close. But I want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming out and having the faith in God that I would be able to preach His word. Thank y'all.